This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Season opens tonight for the Cavaliers in Orlando against the Magic. In what we are able to do, Andy, we get a chance to meet some really good people who are really good at what they do. And one of those guys is joining us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. NBA assistant coach for 19 seasons, seven different teams. He was here in Cleveland with the Cavaliers for 3 years under Byron Scott. Head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks in 2018. Took them to the playoffs, took the Celtics to seven games. He's Joe Prunty. And Joe, great to have you with us talking a little NBA.
Excited to be on and excited to talk about the season that just got underway.
Hi, Joe.
Couple games last night. We don't care about those, Joe. What we care about, can the Cavaliers get some things going this year? John Beilein, first-year head coach, three first-round draft choices. That's a tough situation. You've been in those situations. How do you make something like this start to grow?
Well, I think that's the question, right? Is how are you building something? And I think the one thing that's really exciting to look at is the players that are there. There's guys, you know, when I say this, I don't want to compare it to any other class, but there are a lot of talented players in this draft class. Everybody's talking about Zion, and rightfully so, and it's unfortunate that he's gotten injured at this point. But Ja Morant's good. Kobe White is good. An unsung name is, for some people, might be Tyler Hero down in Miami. But Darius Garland is going to be one of those guys that might be in that mix as well with everybody else. So right there, it's already exciting. What's he going to be like? How is he going to be playing with Colin Sexton, without Colin Sexton, when one guy's running? You know, it's just an exciting time watching the growth of somebody like Chetty Osman. Kevin Love's got to renew, you know, hopefully his health is going to be great all year and a renewed sense of urgency. So I think it's an exciting time.
Hey, Joe, I'm just curious, you know, especially with a first-year head coach, what's it like when you're sitting in that chair like you did in Milwaukee when someone says, okay, Joe, you're the head coach now. How does your life change? How do things just get different for you? And what do you really need to know to be a head coach in the NBA?
Well, things change drastically because you're having a lot more discussions with numerous people. The difference for somebody like Coach Beilein and myself, Coach Beilein has had a full off season to work with his players, to get to know his players on the level as the head coach. He's got an opportunity to implement his system. He's getting an opportunity to break down things with the guys and talk about how we're going to play offense and defense and so on and so forth. You know, in my case, obviously there was a lot of familiarity with the guys and a lot of conversations had taken place. But when you take over in the middle of the season, it's kind of just you're jumping in with both feet in, and you're trying to make sure that all the things that you've tried to establish from the beginning of the season are going to continue to stay as the focus, like trying to make the playoffs, trying to advance throughout the playoffs. So I think with Coach Beilein, who obviously has a tremendous track record of how good a coach he is and the success that he's had, the offense that he's run, he's run some amazing stuff. What'll be difficult for somebody like him is that he probably has so many things that he's done and had so much success with, is trying to tailor it for the guys on the team, like, and how quickly we can get into it, because 24 seconds is, it goes very quickly. So for him, I know he's got to be really, really excited. It's a great opportunity. And just like we said with those guys, I think there's a lot of things to look forward to. And I know he's really looking forward to embracing this opportunity.
Longtime NBA assistant coach, former head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, Joe Prunty, joining us. Joe, with that thought in mind, you have this Cavs team that won 19 games last year, and we have folks who call us and say, We don't want them to win games. We want them to get another high draft choice. And I know, you know, in talking to you over the years and other coaches and other players, you guys can't think that way, can you? Because I've never seen a coach that didn't try to win every game that he coached.
Yeah, and it's funny when you say that you can't think that way. A lot of people will think, well, yeah, because they're coaches. I can't think that way because I can't think that way. I'm too competitive. Like, you want to play tiddlywinks? Okay, fine. It might start out cute and fun, but then I'm going to try and kick your butt. And that's just the way I can't. That's my goal. I want to go out and win games. And so as players, as coaches, especially at this level of professional sports, arguably the best sports league there is in the world, players and coaches and people that are involved didn't get there because they weren't competitive. So, no, I understand what people are saying, but by nature, you're going out there trying to win these games and play as hard as you can and lay it on the line. That's when it's fun.
Joe, it was a nutty offseason in the NBA. I think Adam Silver said 44% of the players in the league were free agents. You see Kawhi going out to the Clippers. You see Paul George. Russell Westbrook goes to the Rockets. There are things everywhere. What did you think about just the huge shakeup this offseason in the league?
Well, what I think the most about it right now is the excitement that it's going to lead to this season. Like, so the offseason was great and everybody, it was a lot of great things to talk about. The players moving, what the perception of the teams is going to be, who's going to be doing what as an individual player, which team's going to be the best team in the league, so on and so forth. That was great for the conversation. What's great now is we're going to see it come to fruition. We're going to see the young players that were drafted. We're going to see the veterans and the players, the free agents that move. Now the talk's done. It's time to fight. Let's go. Get it on.
Hey, Joe, I'm looking at all the teams that you've been a part of, and some really special teams, Spurs, Mavs, Blazers, obviously the Cavs, the Nets, and Bucks, and Suns most recently. Who's had the biggest impact on you and your career and helped you succeed to where you're at?
Yeah, that's a tough question because I've been really fortunate to be around so many great people, so many great coaches, and for me, I think one of my biggest blessings was that I got to San Antonio when things were beginning in terms of, they had a couple of years where they had done well in the playoffs, but the perception was, probably trying to go further. And, I got there in 96. And so to be a part of the beginning stages of when Tim came in, Pop taking over, being there for 9 years, that level of continuity and continued growth and development, not only for the players, but for coaches was great for me. And that doesn't, like I said, for me personally, I think there's opportunities to learn every day. And I think sometimes people look at the NBA and think, oh, it's Groundhog Day. There's it's just another game in another arena. And it really isn't. If you watch an NBA game, that's the beauty of it. You're going to see something new and fantastic in that game. Might be one play, and you'll be like, that's incredible. I can't believe that guy did that or that team did that. What an amazing thing to see. That's the beauty of the NBA. And so for me, I've embraced that. But going back to all the way to the beginning of my NBA career, just being in San Antonio and the opportunity to be there for as long as I was and learn the things that I did from Coach Pop. And, I can name a ton of people, but, those are the people that impacted me a lot.
Joe Prunty joining us, 19 years as an assistant coach in the NBA. With Kawhi Leonard leaving Toronto after they win a title, you can't say that the Raptors are favored in the Eastern Conference. Joe, who do you like in the Eastern Conference? Give us two teams that you think can pop there.
Yeah, I think the two teams that it's a genuine consensus among everybody and is Milwaukee and Philadelphia. And I would say it's, you don't want to dismiss, like Toronto looked great last night. And I would say New Orleans looked even probably just as good. They just didn't happen to win the game. At the end of the day, Toronto scored more points, even though it went overtime. But, you know, it's not to discount the teams like Toronto, Boston. Boston will be good. Brooklyn will be good. I don't know, you know, what Kevin Durant's health status will be, but they have other really, really good and talented players that will have to mesh together. Orlando, Miami, there's a lot of talented teams, but at the end of the day, I think Milwaukee and Philadelphia, just like I said, the general consensus has been, that's probably the two teams that at this moment you'd be talking about.
And Joe, you were with that Milwaukee team. You coached Giannis. How good is he?
Well, MVP of the league. How about that?
Yeah.
I've got a firm grasp of the obvious. he is really talented and can do so many things. I think the one thing that's interesting, you know, they've talked about, will he be able to shoot? And it's, you know, it's obviously, if you just look at the range is going to be the question, because his shooting percentage is always high, right? And I think what people haven't realized is that even though it hasn't been consistent per se over the years, it's not like he hasn't shot the three ball at all. You know, last year, I think he ended up around 25%. The year before, he was above 30. So he'll get that back. But he's proven that he also can be extremely effective without having to do that. So there's no question that he's one of those guys that he has skills and talents that are outstanding. I'll never question that. But he has a tremendous work ethic, and there's a reason that guys like him have had the success that they've had. And players that I've been with, there's a reason that they've had successes, because not only do they have talent, but they have a tremendous work ethic.
Joe, thank you very much, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
Love talking NBA with you, and we look forward to having you back with us.
Yeah, great to be on, guys. Thanks a lot.
Joe Prunty joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. There's some pretty good insight into the best player in the NBA right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.